Father, thank you that we may come for your throne with Natanya. Thank you that you will to use and to share your word. Fill her with your love for the church. Amen. Good morning. Great that you all are here. This morning we said goodbye to the group of eight. I heard the words shine, and we speak about pearls. It's an expression why a pearl in the hand of God. I had to think of it. Because already for some time I know that I'm at the schedule for today, and I asked God what's your will. And I was searching in the Bible, but this text is not in the Bible. You are a pearl in the hands of God. It's a song of Elian Gekert, you know it. It's also a poet of Gerald Troost, a Dutch poet, yeah. Although it's not written in the Bible, I will consider pearls. And at the end, we can conclude that we are a pearl in the hand of God. And where the pearls are described in the Bible, for always it's something very precious. In the time of the Bible, pearls will of more value than diamonds. They were incredibly expensive. Bible wisdom by Job is saying a pearl is more precious. A Bible wisdom is more precious than a pearl. It is more precious than the kingdoms of the world. And the people of Israel will be led to a land of milk and honey, a pearl in the world. So very precious. And why they are so precious? They come from a shell. And sometimes they are found by shell fishermen. And then they find a very small pearl. The shells are not allowed to grow very big. Pearl fishermen, that's another profession. Then you dive very deep, 10 to 40 meters deep, to search for the right shells who have pearls. For that, these shells have to be very old, for then there has been enough time to create a pearl. From about 100 kilo shells, 3 or 4 pearls come forth. In the Greek language, pearls are called margaritas. So people who have that name, they are called pearls. In the time of the Bible, pearls came from the Red Sea, the Persian Gulf, the Indian Ocean. And they were used for jewelry. Matthew is speaking about pearls 2 times. Okay. In Matthew 7:6, is written, "Do not give dogs what is holy, and do not throw your pearls before pigs, lest they trample them underfoot and turn to attack you." This is a part of the mountain speech, the Beatitudes. But in the rhythm of the mountain speech, it has the meaning, if you have too much of the good thing, you should spoil them, but you're not allowed to spoil them. Also Matthew 13, these are parables of Jesus. That's about several things like weeds in the weeds between the corn, the treasure in the field. These are all lessons about the kingdom of God. Matthew himself, he was a Jew. He didn't want to use the name of God, idol. So always he is writing about the kingdom of heaven. Jesus was the kingdom of Jews and also the fulfillment of all prophecies in the New Testament. But now about the pearls. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls, who, on finding one pearl of great value, went and sold all he had and bought it. Matthew 13. It is a kind of twin with the parable before it, the treasure in the cornfield. Somebody found a treasure, a farmer found a treasure in the ground of his field. Isaiah said about it, "I was ready to be sold by those who did not ask for me. I was ready to be found by those who did not seek me. I said, here I am, here I am." So the merchant is a seeker. He is searching for things to trade in, but he finds that pearl. And then everything he gained and collected in the course of the years, everything he gives it up for that precious pearl. Paul said about that in Philippians 3, "Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake I have suffered the loss of all things." It is one pearl, one treasure, one kingdom. In both parables, we see that the precious character is emphasized. He finds something, the merchant finds something that is more valuable than everything else. So when you find something that is worthy everything, you are a disciple of the Lord when you give up everything and you only want to be in his kingdom. If you put aside your own will and you leave everything to follow Jesus, then you have the kingdom. Then I saw a Bible part written by Matthew. Matthew's other name was Levi. Levi, the money trader, tax inner. He collected much money, but he gave his life over to Jesus. The pearl is the kingdom of God, in the meaning of the Bible. You see also other explanations. It's not evidently not true. There can be also other meanings. In some explanations, Jesus is the pearl and we are the pearl. And because God esteems us to be so valuable, Jesus came to the earth to put aside everything and he gave his blood to buy us. Isaiah said, "For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt as your ransom, Cush and Seba in exchange for you." God wanted to give everything to save us. A pearl, the species of shell is called in Dutch oester. This shell is an invertebrate animal. It's living in a shell. The animal is living in a shell. But the shell has to open itself to eat and to let in a flow of water with food. And sometimes it happens that there is something wrong coming in, and that is painful. And then the shell is making some substance around that dirtiness. It doesn't take it away, but it surrounds the dirtiness with a layer in order to make a pearl around it. You can compare it with your own life, that something wrong, something dirty, something that's not good comes in your life. And we are not able to make a pearl around it, but we may go to the Lord with it. And he puts his mercy, he puts his mercy around what is wrong with us. And so the Lord can prevent that sin or dirtiness hurts us. It is a protection, like a pearl is a protection for the dirtiness in the shell, so that the dirty particle will not hurt the shell, the animal. What makes a pearl so valuable? That is his gloom. A pearl is glooming because of the special substance in Dutch parelmoer. This substance is breaking the light in many ways, and it seems that the pearl inside is glooming. That's like in Matthew 5, "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give your glory give glory to your Father who is in heaven. So in this way we can show the love of God to the world and his love. Then Revelations 21, I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. We altogether are the bride of God, and are adorned in glory, in a bright robe, often covered with jewels like pearls. A pearl is an unrighteousness covered with a layer of mercy. A diamond is created under very high pressure. But even after that, and you find a diamond, it has to be to be worked, that it will be very, very, very like a shining diamond. God helps us to heal from our sin. Psalm 103, as far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us. So he will remove them. In Revelations 21 also, we again meet with pearls. The foundations of the wall of the city were adorned with every kind of jewel. The first was jasper, the second sapphire, agate, emerald, onyx, carnelian, chrysolite, beryl, topaz, chrysoprase, jacinth, amethyst. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls, each of the gates made of a single pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold, like transparent glass. In the beginning, he spoke about Esther with the king Ahasuerus, how rich he was. But when you compare it with the holy city of the kingdom of God and the pride that is there, the beautiness, there are two explanations of this parable. Kingdom is for us as a pearl, invaluable, precious. But we are for you like that same pearl. When you think of that city of Jerusalem coming down from heaven full of glory and light, so Jesus is watching us. So much he loves us. Then we are good enough for him, but also wonderful for him. We may serve him in showing the way to God the Father. So whatever you think about yourself, what oppresses you, what other people think about you or speak about you or against you, it's all not true, for God loves you. He made you. He made you person by his mercy. He puts layer after layer of his mercy over you. And is you in this new state, you may give away everything of yourself. 1 Peter. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called out of darkness into his marvelous light. Because God is so mighty, he made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. He raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them. That is from Ephesians 2. Then I thought, why didn't speak about that hand? The pearl is in the Bible. But in John is written, John 10, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Give them eternal life, and they will never perish. And no one will snatch them from out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one. That is the hand of God. You can watch the person beside you. That person also is a pearl. And also the one beside you is wrestling to put aside everything of himself to receive the kingdom of God. And that we may encourage each other to say to each other, you are a pearl. But also you can say, together we all are pearls. And you can say, together we are on our way, wrestling to put aside ourselves. Finally, the text of Gerald Troost, you are a wonder, you are special, you are a pearl in the hand of God. He gives the love you need. He never lets you alone. Give him space in your pain. He wants to be like a father for you. You are a pearl. Maybe you are young, you are old, you may be a pearl in the throne of God, a pearl in the hand of God. You may live to his honor, you may live in gratefulness, and you may be in search for the kingdom, who is a pearl. And when you put aside everything you can have